Well, you know, I thought Brendan did a good job. You know, anytime you take a look at an MRI and the MRI has the muscle being healed, he's got to fight through that scar tissue. It's going to be sore. It's going to be a little painful, but it's something that he's got to work through. And I thought for the first day, he looked very good.
What's the plan for him against the 49ers, if at all?
Pardon me?
What's the plan for him against the 49ers?
Obviously not going to play against the 49ers. This is his first day of practice. But, it's an ongoing process. You know, our game plan is try to get him ready as quick as possible without the risk of injury. And I'm not exactly sure what that timetable is, but it was sure nice to get him out to practice today.
When somebody's injured like that, Mike, how long do you expect it to take for him to get back in that shape that he needs to be?
Well, right now it's healed. You know, when you take a look at an MRI and they take a look at the muscle and they say, hey, it's there's no tear anymore and it looks good. What he's got to fight, he's got to fight through a little pain, a little scar tissue, and that's just part of it. How long is it going to take for him to get in football shape? Probably the same length of time it took these guys to get ready for the first game, a couple weeks. But he's in pretty good condition because he's been working out in that weight room, and he just got to feel comfortable coming in and out of breaks. And it's going to hurt for a little bit, but as you saw today, he did some good things.
Mike, do you think it'll take him some time to get caught up mentally since he's missed the install practices?
Well, he hasn't missed any of those installation periods. He's been in all the meetings. He's watched all the film. The only thing that he's missed is being out there in the field going through it. So he's had about 4 or 5 hours of film every day, and he's been doing that throughout the OTA. So that's the easy part. He's pretty sharp, too, so he can pick that up fairly quickly.
Would you see some of those younger receivers out there performing so well in camp, influence them getting out there?
Obviously, there's always competition, but, that's not the reason, obviously, he went today. You know, he wants to help our football team win, and now he's got to show what he can do if he can stay healthy. But it's nice to have competition for sure.
Mike, did you expect him back today, or were you a little surprised when he was going to say he's ready to go?
No, I told him to go this morning. I said, hey, you got to work through it. And, we took a look at the MRI, and even though it is painful, it's supposed to be painful. You got to work through it. And he did it today, and I think early in practice he could feel the pain and he worked through it, and I think he feels better right now. That's part of the process.
Was that just a function of his youth not being familiar with being injured and knowing that, it's not going to be pain-free when you come back? You kind of have to push through.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been hurt before. You know, he's a big guy, and he's been very fortunate not to have a lot of injuries. And to know the difference between being hurt and injured is sometimes very, very tough. But we told him, when you take a look at x-rays with bones, you take a look at an MRI with muscles, these doctors have been doing this for a long time. They get a good feel if we're putting somebody at risk or if it's a proper time to go. So, like I said, it was a little painful for him today, but he pushed through it, and now we'll see how much better he gets and how quick he gets there.
Was Javon okay? He came out of...
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure what it was, but he looked fine at the end.
Mike, with your camp kind of slowly winding down now in preseason beginning, what overall assessment of your camp? Did you think you achieved what you needed to achieve?
Yeah, we've got a lot done in this camp. Obviously, we've got a lot left. You know, even though next week our camp officially ends Saturday, tomorrow, we still have, 2 practices against Dallas on Wednesday and Thursday. Obviously, that'll be a big part of our evaluation process. We still have 4 more games to evaluate what these guys can do, not only in offense and defense, but special teams as well. So we got a long way to go. Yeah. John will practice this afternoon. His sternum was a little bit sore today from contact, so we're keeping him in the unpadded practice this afternoon so he can get a good workout in and not re-aggravate that, obviously, sternum. But he's fine. If he was playing a game today, he could play. It was more preventative than anything. And Gerard, we just kept off, just very similar to Sam Adams, give him a good work day.
Thanks, Coach.
Come back.
I'll be back.
Make sure they don't take the same practice off.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Gerard's been practicing 2 days, and I just felt it was time.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.